there. This is Jo McGarry. Welcome to our podcast. A little different from Radio Mojo, the radio show. The podcasts are meant to be a more private, more intimate, more in-depth look behind the scenes with our guests, and continuing to bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. If you want to know more about what we do and our work specifically with restaurants and food clients, then you can go to our website, mojomcgarry.com, and this podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or any of the other places where you like to get your podcasts. Enjoy, and thanks for being with us. I'm chatting with Donato Loperfido. I'm always really sad when I see Donato because I just wish he would open a restaurant, but he's not going to. So we'll have to be content with the fact that he's bringing in some fabulous wines that I wanted to tell you about this morning. Hello, how are you, Donato?
I'm very good, thank you, Jo.
It's always lovely to see you. Now, tell me about the wines. It's very exciting. Wine stores all over town are starting to carry some more amazing Italian wines. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I go to Italy always to find some great producers. We like to, what I like to import is small producers, just like a chef that has his own restaurant that focuses a lot on his product. Mm-hmm. That's what I look for. I look for small producers that, when I talk to them, I see their hands dirty from the earth, you know, mm-hmm. the soil and everything else. And they put a big effort into producing very great wines. Beside Italian wines, we have just now started also bringing some great selection from France and from Spain as well. This is the Eric Solomon selection. Mm-hmm. Eric Solomon is one of the very most known importer in the United States as French and Spanish wine. He's actually revolutionized the Spanish wine market in the United States. Most of these wines, they are sustainable, organic, biodynamic, and they are great wines. I get it. And not only that, the price, it's even better than. Well, how can I say this? I think that both price and quality are outstanding.
Tell us a little bit about the changing Spanish wines, Donato, because for a really long time, people thought, especially in America, they're not at all familiar with Spanish wines, and they thought of Spanish wines as being kind of a little, let's say, hardier wines, a little more kind of robust sort of wines. There's actually a tremendous amount of sophistication in Spanish wines, yeah?
That's true. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation yesterday, Spaniards, actually, they just came on the market, in the U.S. market, in the what, past 9, 10 mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. we'll say about 9 years. Yeah. Because the wines from Spain back in those days were very, very rustic, mm-hmm. you know, very hard for the American palate. So what happened? They got smarter in a way that, okay, if we want to be into the American market, this is how we need to make wines. They had great grapes, just like Italy. Italy, about 25, 30 years ago, was not at the same level that is today because they produced great grapes, but they didn't have really the techniques of making really great wine like France did. So what they did is like making wine a little bit more concentrated and by adding American oak and French oak. So the wines became more to like what I like to call a global palate. Mm-hmm. You know, for a palate for everybody. And that's why they are very robust. They are, well, like, take example, Priorats. Priorats, to me, are fantastic wines. They are definitely robust. They are wines that you can drink and now, or even better, lay them away for a few years. They're going to get better with time. But again, even these wines are great with food. To me, every wine should be accompanied with food and not just by itself. Wine is made to go with food.
If you had to pick, say, two wines right now that you could recommend to everyone listening that they're going to be able to go out and find in the wine stores that are carrying them, something that's going to be a little different for them to taste, but say a Donato recommendation for anyone who's cooking this weekend and they want to try something from Italy or from Spain that really is different, what would you say is a good one to go and look for? And I have to warn you, make sure that it's one that's in the store, because if it's not in the wine stores, people are going to be calling us and saying, where is the wine?
They are in the stores. They are in the store. Well, of course, I got to first mention my own Chianti Classico, the one that we produced, that we purchased the vineyards in Tuscany, in Gaiola in Chianti, in the heart of Chianti. Me and a couple of friends of mine, is called Ripanuda, mm-hmm. Chianti Classico. Fantastic wine. It's, to me, not because we made it, but we had some great comments about the wine. And that's from Italy, called Ripanuda, okay. Chianti Classico. Then I would say the Casa Castillo Monastrell, okay. from Spain, which is a fantastic wine. It's really, really, really good. And then, of course, the Chateau Pesquier, which is a Côte du Ventoux, mm-hmm. From France, another great value wine, and, of course, a great, great tasting wine, perfect to go with any meal, actually.
Okay.
And my other favorite is the Novellum Chardonnay.
Okay.
Now, this is a Chardonnay that on the nose, it seems to be very oaky, but not because it lies on the lees long time. And it's got a great amount of acidity that pairs perfect with fantastic foods.
All right, there you have them from Chef himself. The wine recommendations, go look for them. And I can absolutely vouch for, all of them I know, but Casa Castillo I've had several times, and I agree, it's a fantastic wine to have with food. It's so nice to talk to you. See you.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's always a pleasure seeing you.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information, remember, go check out our website, mojomcgarry.com. We'll see you next time.